beginnt der Karin Daf, man sagt, dass man mit Zier, dass man auf, beginnt man basic, und das macht, beginnt sich machen, immer noch, der Teil, schlicht es jad, in der Zier, sorry, that it does not have to have a lacking. So, it's just, we're going to say, the hot tenach, that's very good, shem a sachar, the yad to kra, lahachi. That's what the extra pasuk, that you didn't need it, you would have known it from shem a chinam, that's just come to teach you. So, I know, but shem a sachar, doesn't need chasan, but el b'shem achinim and olon, how do you know b'shem achinim, that's the case also. And im b'shem esachar, and if you can learn that from shem esachar, but wait, ma'al shem esachar, you can't learn from shem esachar, you can't chai b'gnev aveda, it's more severe, because liable for gnev aveda, so how do you know the same alacha b'shem achinim? B'shem esachar says, given the shlichas yad, chai b'tavayu, since both of them have this alacha of being liable for misappropriating, and elegil mil, so it's just a revelation, l'meil of din shel zeh b'zeh, to learn one from the other, and you don't need a special limud, and therefore you know the same halacha would apply b'shem mechinam. Here you chai of the principle without an oath, that's better than kefil with a shvu. So it says, I'm going to say, remember Lazar, the less lehu, hak svaro. So, okay, so they're obviously disagreeing with this, as the Gemara brings. They don't hold this logic. So, in the question, the Nalei, so then where do they know the Parsha Rishayna, this Parshis and Parsha Mashpatin, how do they know the first Parsha B'Shem Achinim is by the Umpik historian, Vishni B'Shem Asacha, which is puttering the Aveda. The second, B'Shem Asacha is Chayim Gnei Aveda, because B'Resh Hashayel, in the beginning of Pekash, later on, Abzal Galman Bey, like Kimlon, we only know that to be the case. Ilma hak svaro, only from this logic to say yeah, because the karna adifa, because to be liable for the principle is more of a severity. So that's how we know that the second one, which is chayiv on the principle, is going to be by shemesacha. But if you don't hold that svar, so how do you know? Pesha ben Yishmol explains the misvar yadinan the beparsha rishayna. How do we know? We know from logic, because the beparsha rishayna exhibit, the first parsha talks about kesef by kalim, that he's watching money or vessels, not or regilas for the shem mechin. That's the norm to watch it for free, because they're like a b'hutech. There's no effort. You just leave it as it is. So that's by shem mechin. Pasha shniks there. It says behema, an animal, the ketecha, where there's effort, or regilas l'shem mischar, and that's the norm to watch for pay, because it's effort, and that's how we know that the second one is by shem mischar. Or inami, another part you could say is the l'kulam, according to everyone. Islu, you're right. Everyone holds the karna adifa mekel b'shvua. No one disagrees on that idea that the principle is definitely better than getting the kevel only with an oath. But kamakam, however, Srila Rabbi Yechiel Rabbi Lazar, they who disagree, is only just that the ein lumad shemesachem shemechinam hakal, you just can't learn out to say, oh, kabachayimah shemesachem shemechinam, which is molinin, because kivin sheyesh b'chumah, there is a chumrah shemesham kevel, that it does pay kevel. Mashenki b'shemesachem, which is not the case by shemesachem. Now, Mavagav the Shem Mesach of Adi Chamer, and although you're right, of course, Shem Mesach is most severe Shechai Begnev of Veda, but it's still somewhat of a Pircha. Now, Mandalay Parach Sabe, but the one who does not ask this question holds the Mekefel. I feel a Pircha Lev Dinan. No, from Mekefel, you're not even a flaw on the Limud. From the Ma'ad, the Mesham Mekefel, this that it pays Kefel, Makam is cooler. It's because of the leniency. Shehu Paiter Asman Begnev, because he actually could let himself off the hook with theft. Mefarash Beresh Mechilton, like we explained on the Avdal Manav, when the Gemara says Teres Azama Leparach, you can't ask from Azama because it's not really a stringency that comes from a leniency. So that's the same principle also over here. Now Hashto Asi Shaper. Now it also makes sense how the Hodei Shashel, which the Gemara says later on of Tzadhim and Avka, but Hodei Gomer Gneva B'Shoyel Mekabochaimer D'Shem Mesacher. That how do we know that the liability of a Gneva by a Shoyel? We know from Kabochaimer from Shem Mesacher the part about Einus where he's exempt from Einus and conscious to Shoyel. So Shoyel Koshkin, isn't it all the more so by a Shoyel? Well, Parach, in the question that says, well, what do you say about Shem Mesach? How can you learn out the Chayber Kefil? And that's between times less than a zillion, which is not the case by a Shoyel, which that makes sense. Again, that's like Teres Hazemele Parach. That's what the Gemara is asking. In other words, as Tosfos explains, he says, "V'hashda tema." Now it's a wonder. L'fima the savar, this that he holds the kefil have a chumra. You hold, okay. So wait a second. Can't learn from shemesachah because they have the chumra of kefil. So my parach. So what's the Gemara's question? Adrav to the contrary, kimin shu chamer since the most severe have a late lift to megineva. So should be exempt from gineva because they just chayv kefil. So that's to the contrary. That's why. You should be potter, so to be chayv a kefil. Boyd kosh to brace a gufo. The brace itself is difficult. Choyel shchayev b'shvu meis b'chulu. Adam, to the contrary, he understands the point would be taken the opposite way. Neishulcham because it's severe. That's what part of the neighbor. That's why you be exempt from the neighbor because you'll be careful to be loved by careful. But says Tesla, you might appreciate so shah. But like we're saying that, oh no, that it's this the same principle as you're right. According to everyone, Karen with a shul is definitely better than Kevel with a shul. So Gemara thought to reject that. However, you're not going to learn out shul from Shem Asacha because at the end of the day, we find the chomer of Shem Asacha then b'shoyel by 20 times listening to Zuyim that Shem Asacha is chayev Kevel, shul is not chayev. But Karen, that's the Gemara answer. Now Karen without a shul is better than Kevel with a shul. In other words, it's not even a chomer that this Shem Asacha pays Kevel by 10 times listening to him because again, that's because of the leniency that is potter by Einzit. This is what I'm going to say. Rabbi Yechanan the Saba Hacha. According to the person that holds of it, the mekevel of din the pircha, that at least that this idea of kevel at least can be somewhat of a flaw in the limud. And becomes so pervasive beperek akoinis and by becoming of nazein manav gebeshem aved by a someone who's watching a lost object. Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the list of mezuyin that when you have armed band that's ganav, who is considered ganav. If that's the case, so then gneva aved beshel manale. So then, where do you know? That there's going to be that you're going to have gneva veda by a shoyl, because the chiparch b'hashoyl when the Gemara says oh mal shoyl mesacher if you find by shoyl mesacher shekem mishal mekevel b'list and mezuyin that you have by the armed bandits, so that's something that you don't have. The Gemara answers that list and mezuyin gaznahu. That the armed bandits is a goslin. What's bothering Taisus is that where does Rabbi Yechanan know the shayla chayba gedeva veda? Because when we learn it out is for kavachim shem besacha. The Gemara rejects and says no shem besacha that pays kefil with 20 times list mezuyin, and the Gemara says no list mezuyin is a goslin. It's exists a custom that there's no kefil, but by Tainis Ganav, not by Gassin. So you don't find any Chum Mishem Sachar over that of a Shayim. Or Yibay Sim, if you want to say, Karnabal Yeshua Adifa. Oh no, Karen, what I know of is better. And since Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold like the two Turtim of the Gemara, so the question goes back. Show that's how we know Veda. You can't learn on Mekavachem v'Shem Mesachem because you could say, well, Shem Mesachem, that the pace cave with 10 times list of mezuyin. If you're Shem Mesachem, you could say, yes, the Rabbi Yechanan, you're right, he learned from somewhere else. Nafkele mevichi yishol. And it says the Pasuk of Shoyal after Shem Mesachem, there's a vav, vichi yishol, vav maizel in the region, that adds on to say that it has the same halacha like Shem Mesachem, the Bechai beginim of Veda. The Kaigai of the Yolot Hossam, that's actually how the Gemara in Zerubel, in the Ptur Bebailim, that there's a Ptur of, when you're doing work with the Vilam, it learns out from the same comparison with the Vav to compare the two parishes of Shem and Shem Mesach. Now, Bavgav, the Rabbi is Rabbi Noroi, Hutana, and the Saba, he holds the Karen Adifa, that the Karen is better. So what's bothering Taisus is that, how could Rabbi hold this for kind of Lishwa is better than Kevel with Shvua? Rabbi Yisrael Noroi is a Tana, and he holds Karen without a Shvua is better than Kevel with a Shvua. And b'chim b'risa da shoyel, Gemara later on, there's a b'risa, it's sober the kind of idea for that the principle is better. Or that it holds by default, or list of mezuyin gazan, that's a gazan. And the problem is, Rabbi Yechanan Polak B'davai, he disagrees by both of them. So that's a tzitzel like kash, that's not difficult, because Rabbi Yechanan Sover, Rabbi Yechanan holds ketana da kindness, like the Tana in Baba Kamadav Nanzayim Rebez. Come that Tana says, "Lo, no, even Amar B'Shem Mechina, maybe B'Shem Mechina should get Mishal Mekevel. Oh, because he ends up paying Kevel. L'kach Shalach, but yeah, therefore, if it's appropriate, Chayiv liable. The Kar Mosi Rabbi Yisrael Noir, which is going on the teaching of Rabbi Yisrael Ben Neroi, which we see that he disagrees and holds that no, you can't learn Ashlech Hazeh B'Shem Mesach B'Shem Mechina because you could ask Shem Mechina has a Chumra if he's Tashul Mekevel with 20 times Ganav. So you see that, like the Svar of Rabbi Yechanan, that's the Tana Rabbi Yechanan would be like." Next time at the beginning with the words of Gemara, Rabbi Amar, he says, he says that you should learn that Shlich Zayad B'Shem Mechinam B'Shem Mesachah from Shoyal. So why say Shlich Zayad? For you have to teach you that it doesn't need a chsarn and that you don't say Dai. So Pesach Rashi explains, the Sabbath that he holds, a filo kerbalaza, meaning even like Rebbe Elazar that says that it's the same thing. In other words, that you don't learn that Shluchas Yad B'Shem Yisachar B'Shem Yisachar that's said by Hashem Rechina. So it says, "In lach shes leperusha." Don't ask according to his interpretation. How the Kama, this that the Gemara says that v'idach, and the other opinion, shaloi toimer da'ayoi. I mean, the other source is that you shouldn't say da'ayoi. But what do you mean? But tavai tzrichi. But what do you mean? Both of them are necessary in tzrich chasarin for the case of that it doesn't need chasarin. Because he says you can't learn that one from the other. No, that's not difficult. Because after this, the Gemara asks, according to the one that says that Shlich said needs chesaron, satarti lamali. So then, so you need chesaron. So, what would be the point of saying both sources? And ula today lo yovinachad mechaber. And according to him, you don't know one from the other. Even so, you don't say both pesukim are for daya. And again, Ryan Mishum could be l, because like we explained previously in the Maschal Lemer, that the kibin the shlichas yad chay b'tavayu, since both of them are chay b'shlichas yad, it's just a revelation. You don't need a special source for it. L'melech din shel zeh b'zeh, to say that one has the same halacha as the other one. So, so therefore, it's not difficult, this idea. To say that both are needed. No, because whatever is by one would be by the other. But here's some another project. It's Rabbi Balafara. Rabbi is coming to explain that the Hodam Rabbi Laza, this the Rabbi Laza says that Da Bada Achasi, that they're both the same. So Loishash named Tzrichi Lugafayu. So that doesn't mean that both are necessary to teach their own halachas, because I mean, like we said, that's not what it means. Elishash named Yutavin. Rather, that both of them are extra. The Gemara who Mishab, because actually you can know the whole halacha from Shail itself. The Sabi Rava, and Rava holds since they're both extra, that you could say that, yeah, because he holds a Karan Adifa, so therefore you can know the halacha from Shail. And Bishabaga, Mishem Yisachar, Mishem Echinim, Lekulam, and that, yeah, you can learn that Mishem Yisachar, Mishem Echinim, same as one from the other. So therefore it's not difficult, because that's not what Dobada Achasi means. It just means that both are extra. Now, me, Bryce, the Akoinis, however, the Bryce and Parakoinis holds Loifin Zebezeh, that you cannot learn one from the other, because the Ketani, it says over there, Loi, no, Imam Amrit, Mishem Echinim, Lekulu, that is to say that you would not be able to know Shem Yisachar from Shem Echinim, because Shem Echinim paid Kefal, or you can say Shem Yisachar, that doesn't pay Kefal. Like there's not to begin with Gemara, Chada Loimer Lecha, that Rabbi says that Shlichas Yad that said B'Shem Echinim, B'Shem Esachah is extra to tell you that Shlichas Yad, and since you could know that from Shoyal, so therefore one is teaching you that Ein Tzricha Chesar. So it says, when you're going to say, V'Nelef Mishoyal, why didn't you learn that from Shoyal this Allah itself also the Ein Tzricha Chesar, that it doesn't need any lacking? Because the Mishas Meshicha, the moment he does Meshicha, Chayav Oinz is already Chayav Oinz. Avigav Lim Shtamish, even though he didn't use it yet. You don't prepare a shoyl, like the Gemara says later on the Tzalik Tesim and Avigav, Bishoyl, Kardam Mechaveh, when someone borrows a hatchet from his friend. So Koshkin Shemrin, so Bishor Shemrin Shemeshchin, Lishtamish, Shlemid as Vailim, where they're doing Meshicha to use it without the owner's intention, which is Shlech is Etch, Chayav, they should be liable already, so that you know this halacha also from Shoyl. Bishom Tesim, you can say, no, Bishoyl, Bayashoyl, Dinhu, logic would dictate, keeping the Meshach Ladas Vailim, since he's pulling it with the intention, the owner knows he's going to be using it, so to speak, his shlichus yad. Chashav kilim nishtamish ba, it's considered if he utilized it because the das kein shela. That's the intention of what he's borrowing it for, to use it. Lav lo kumim bekilta, not just to keep it in a box. V'shaloi ladas, but what we're talking about by the shomer, which obviously without the owner's awareness. In the chashav, it's not considered kiilu kvar nishtamish as if he already used it b'shul mashiach labad, just because of mashiach. Lekach liyofin mishael. Therefore, the only thing you'd be able to learn from Shail is a Mashiach that has Chesaron, but ain't Chesaron that you would need a separate teaching, you wouldn't know it from Shail. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara. One's teaching you the halacha of that of Dayoy, and that you shouldn't say Dayoy. Another one is teaching you the what we learned in the Baisa for the Gezer Shabbat. It says, Tais Laman Dam and Nami ain't Sich Chesaron. You know, we've seen the Gemara that according to one of the whole Shlichas Yad needs Chesaron, this that you need two psukim is for these two sources. So it says it would seem that according to one that says Shlichus Yad does not need a chasarn, that still the Tzricha Tavayu, that in other words he holds that that then you need both psukim. One's teaching you Shlichus Yad doesn't need a chasarn, and the other one's teaching you that you don't say Dayai. Yolav Shapa Gzer Shava, still he learns out the Gzer Shava. Look at the time, like learning the Braisa. Why? Isn't he using it already all up? Since there's so many words in these two parishes that are similar, so therefore, since there's so many similar words, so therefore you can still learn the Gzer Shava from another element of the words of the Psukim. And that's why he knows it. So it's so many similar words, so that's where he would know the Gzeirah Shavuot.